This is Fresh Fire, a God's Favorite House devotional by Olufemi Monet.
Saturday, April 8th. God's word for you today is follow him. Our scripture reading is taken from Luke 4 verse 1, and it says, "Then Jesus, full of the Holy Spirit, returned from the Jordan River. He was led by the Spirit in the wilderness." I can give you loads and loads of examples from my personal life where the Holy Spirit gave very clear instructions, such as stop, now go, tell them this amount. Once you tell them this amount, keep quiet. It never ever gets old. Years ago, I was coming from a night vigil with people in my car. The car was buzzing with gist flying left, right, and center. I was driving that night, and if you have been in any car I have driven, you know I do not drive slowly. As we got to the beginning of the third mainland bridge, where the toll gate used to be, the Holy Spirit said to me, "Shut up." So I shut my mouth up immediately. Nobody noticed as the car continued to buzz with gist. After about 10 minutes of being silent and driving, we encountered armed robbers on the road. They had blocked the road and were robbing cars, and it was our turn. The robber stood in front of me with his gun, and I was asking the Lord, "Holy Spirit, what do I do?" And he said to me, "Do not stop. Someone is putting a gun to your head and saying, stop. And the Holy Spirit says, do not stop. Who will you obey?" I was shaking, but you would think that when the Holy Spirit said, do not stop, I would increase my speed, right? I could not even increase my speed. My legs were shaking and frozen. With the car going at about 40 kilometers per hour, something ridiculously slow, we passed by them. They just looked at us. They could not shoot us or stop us. We went past the first armed robber. We went past the second one. We went past the last set of armed robbers. And we went off and we were not robbed. Cars that got there after we left were robbed because we had friends who told us what happened to them. By the time we stopped the car, everyone was silent. I could not even drive anymore. So, back to the question. If someone puts a gun to your head and says, stop, and the Holy Spirit tells you to go, what would you do? You should go, because even if he shoots you, you are going home, and that is a good place to be. Acts 8 verse 29 says, "The Holy Spirit said to Philip, go over and walk along beside the carriage." One thing we need to realize is, it is the Lord that creates the wave. We only ride the wave. We do not create the move of the Holy Spirit. We just ride the move of the Holy Spirit. We come to God and we are worshiping like surfers, waiting patiently and watching for the wave. And as soon as it creates the wave, we see it, jump on it, and ride away. That is all we do. Let us pray. Holy Spirit, I am willing to follow you. Where you lead, I will go. In Jesus' name, amen.
Trust that you have been blessed by this resource. We invite you to worship with us. Kindly visit our website, www.gfhlive.tv, for more information about our locations and services. God bless you.